This is the Student Hour, student radio for the city of Portland. The Student Hour is powered by AM 1450 KBPS, the voice of the Portland Public Schools. Brought to you by Portland Radio Project 99.1 FM, your nonprofit community radio station, online at prp.fm, and brought to you by KBOO Community Radio 90.7 FM and KBOO.fm. Also brought to you by X-Ray KXRY 107.1 FM and 91.1 FM, online at xray.fm. This is the Student Hour.
Hi there, folks. I'm Chill Host Susfian, or the KBS student staff, and my guest is newly selected Rose Festival Princess Layden Romero of Mesa Polytechnic High School. And first of all, congratulations on your selection, and welcome to KBPS.
Thank you so much.
Now, Layden, why don't you tell me, how does it feel to be a Rose Festival Princess?
It was very nerve-wracking when I first found out. Like, my heart was racing. I was so excited. I still am so excited, and I feel honored to be a part of this wonderful opportunity.
And how does it feel to represent your school?
I'm honored to represent a school that has let me shine so much and come out of my shell since, like, middle school. I've just come so far, and I'm honored to represent such a diverse community.
I do think that's a Benson High School, like, specialty is, like, making everyone feel how they want to feel. And why did you want to become a Rose Festival? What drove you to become a Rose Festival princess?
I grew up watching the parades, watching the princesses, and it has been a lifelong dream to be one of the princesses. I didn't grow up in the most fortunate way. My mother and I were staying at a shelter when I was younger, and she would always take me every year, and I remember this one year where she was like, that could be you someday, and I just, yeah, it's always been a dream of mine.
That's a truly heartwarming story. And what was your community's reaction to you getting chosen as Rose Festival Princess?
Right after the election, when I was like, almost mid-tears, all of my friends swarmed me, and they were like, congratulations, and we took tons of pictures. And then when I went to go give the radio interview after, all of the staff members said congratulations. People I didn't even know came up to me, so it was a very positive reaction.
Yeah, and why is this important to you? Why do you think it's important to you as a person?
I feel it's important to have representation, and it's important to remember that no matter where you come from, small or big, whatever background, you're capable of anything. You can do so much more than you think you can, and yeah.
Do you have some like key life experiences that helped with your confidence for this?
Yeah, in middle school, I was a really, really nervous person. I didn't show myself to people as much as I do now. But starting high school and going through COVID with that long break of socialization and then jumping back into it, kind of integrating myself back into that, was definitely a big jump. And then deciding to run for senior class president, which was a funny story, it kind of helped me grow more and out of my shell and learn that I can talk to people and it's not as nerve-wracking as it seems.
Yeah, and the Rose Festival theme this year is Dream Forward. And Layden, tell us what your dream is for Portland.
My dream for Portland is to show every young woman that no matter what, even if someone puts you down, that you are important, your voice will be heard. And in the speech I gave to the school, the theme of it was that Rose Court will continue to give women opportunities that are grounded in equality and respect instead of just opportunities where you're uplifting women. It's where women are truly heard and truly represented and come together to create something beautiful like the Rose Court.
Yeah, the Rose Court just gives that like sort of like hopeness, that feel that you can be something more than what people tell you.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a really nice thing. And what are your hobbies that you love inside and outside of school?
My hobbies, I have three little brothers that I love dearly. I take care of them all the time. I love babysitting, even for people outside of my family. I also love dog sitting. I'm a major dog person. I'm also a big fan of dance, especially hula hoops. I remember this one time in middle school, I did a talent show and me and my friend danced to Roar by Katy Perry, and we did a whole hula hoop routine, and it's always been a hobby.
And Layden, you're a senior. This is going to be your last year, so why don't you just tell the people, what are your plans for the future?
I am planning to go to a four-year university. I haven't selected a specific one yet, but I'm looking at a couple. I'm planning on completing my bachelor's and getting into a nursing school, or I will become a nurse, and with the hope and goal of being a trauma room nurse.
Nice. We got our future healthcare worker right here. That's a wonderful thing to hear. And now for some fun questions. How about social media? What's your favorite social media to use?
I only really ever use Instagram. I'm not super active on anything else. Yeah, and I think it's a great way to connect with your friends and kind of show what's going on in your life.
Yeah. Is there any features on Instagram you enjoy the most?
Definitely the notes, where you can say what's on your mind. Anytime I think of something funny or I'm hanging out with my friends, I'll add a little note. And sometimes people who look at it will respond, and it's a fun little conversation starter.
And as you know, we're a radio station. We like playing music. So why don't you just tell us, everyone, what's your favorite type of music? And maybe if you got a song or artist?
Yeah, R&B definitely has always been my favorite. I love the classics, but hands down, Alicia Keys. Diary, specifically, that song is my favorite.
And we know everyone has a secret superpower. So why don't you just tell everyone right now, what's your secret superpower?
I would probably say my secret superpower is being able to read people. I've always been able to tell how people are feeling, even if they're saying otherwise. Your eyes give away a lot. People say that the gate to your soul.
Window to your soul and such. I think my secret power that I think everyone listening can agree is my charismatic attitude.
Definitely.
So you did mention, now we're getting some off-topic questions, but you were talking about being part of the senior class president. How is that?
Like I said, it was a funny story. I didn't originally sign up to be senior class president. I signed up for vice president, and just so it wouldn't be too much of a workload on me with planning on running for Rose Court and all of that. But then some stuff happened and I ended up in the president role, and it was definitely a rocky start. I wasn't sure how I was going to manage it, but I mean, with my lovely senior board and the teachers helping support us, I eventually learned how to, and I think it's provided so many opportunities that have taught me leadership.
And are you part of any other clubs or things like that within Benson?
Yeah, I'm part of the Native American Culture Club, as you would know.
Yeah, as I would know.
Yeah, and I'm also a member of the Impact Club, where we kind of talk about the school environment and ways to improve it.
Oh, nice.
Improve the community between everyone.
Yeah. Impact Club was always that club that I would hear about but never actually saw about. It's they were the ones pulling the strings behind the back. Very tucked away, and I honestly respect that. Thank you so much for taking the time to be here. And again, everyone, I was speaking to Rose Festival Princess Layden Romero from Benson Polytechnic High School. I'm Chelsea Osfaner, reporting from KBS AM 1450 and KBS.AM. And next up is, you want to say the song?
Diary by Alicia Keys.
Thank you all for listening, and enjoy the music.
Hello, I'm Joe Anderson of the KBPS student staff, and my guest is newly selected Rose Festival Princess Amelia Snyder of St. Mary's Academy. First of all, congratulations on your selection and welcome to KBPS.
Thank you.
Now, starting off, how does it feel to be a Rose Festival Princess?
It feels pretty good, to be honest. I was on that stage and I was surrounded by two wonderful other candidates, and I honestly had no clue how it was going to go. And so I felt very honored to have been selected, especially given the strength of the other candidates that were with me. And so being a Rose Princess, it feels surreal in a lot of ways. Lots of emails that I have just been getting, and oh, I need to put a lot of stuff on my Google Calendar. But other than that, it's been really nice.
The emails are no joke. How is it feeling to represent St. Mary's?
Again, it is very much an honor. St. Mary's has shaped me a lot in my past 4 years. I came in incredibly shy and left very confident in my leadership abilities and my public speaking abilities. I mean, I'm on the radio right now. And so in that way, it is an honor to be able to represent what St. Mary's means to me and what St. Mary's means to a lot of other people.
Yeah. Why did you decide that you wanted to become a Rose Festival princess?
Yeah, I mean, I was curious about what it all looked like. And so I looked through the emails, looked at all the information stuff, and it seemed like an incredible opportunity. I mean, there are job shadowing opportunities I would get to be a part of. I get to be a part of a cohort of amazing young women as well. And I get to represent my school in a way that I had never really considered before. And so those reasons, I suppose, made me want to throw my shot or give it a shot.
Yeah. Now, after being selected, what was your community's reaction?
Incredibly, incredibly supportive. I was whisked away to an information meeting, but then my friends were texting me on my phone, just like, "Where are you? Where are you?" And so as soon as I got out, I was like, "I'm in my library eating lunch." And so they all just came, rushed, and gave me big hugs. And it was very sweet. And then throughout the entire hallway, the rest of the day, they were just like, "Good job, Amelia! Congrats! We're so proud of you." And it felt really, really nice.
Nice. Yeah. The Rose Festival Secret Service really got you for that meeting. Now, why is being a Rose Festival princess so important to you?
Well, I think it's important to me because it is a way to represent the school. It is a way, at a very public way, to be myself and then represent what is possible for a young woman. I think the Rose Festival is it's a pretty big platform, right? And so being on that platform is a way to show, like I just said, show young women what it's, who they can be, right? And so I have that example. And then also, again, to support my school. And I was actually in the marching band in middle school, seventh grade. I got to march in the Junior Rose Festival parade. And that was kind of my introduction to the Rose Court and Rose Festival. And so to be able to be on the Rose Court is pretty cool.
Nice. Now, you just earlier spoke about sort of your transition as maybe someone who's a bit shyer to someone who is now on the oldest educational radio station in the United States. Have you had any life experiences that have sort of shaped you, and have you found the confidence to take on this really important role?
Yeah. So I, like I said, came into high school incredibly shy. I grew up with a speech impediment, and so I had to do years of speech therapy to clear that up and get that fixed. And so again, I still came into St. Mary's blushing every time I spoke. It was very bad, bright red tomato face. And then Zoom happened, right? And so I was bored out of my mind. And so I clicked buttons and added myself to some activities and slowly just became more and more confident with myself. And I realized that I could do things. And then people started, in a way, looking up to me. I became a leader. I led clubs, I led leadership organizations. And that 100% shaped me to realize, A, I am perfectly capable of being a leader and being myself in these roles. And then I can help others do that as well. I was part of the freshman orientation team. And so I was only able to help these freshmen get acclimated to high school, but also lead underclassmen and upperclassmen as they became mentors for these freshmen. And that, I think, shaped me a lot, just being able to be a leader in these positions.
Nice. That's really impactful. The Rose Festival theme this year is Dream Forward. What is your dream for Portland?
First off, I love Portland so much. And I think my dream for Portland is just for it to continue to be an inclusive and diverse community. When I look in communities in Portland and look throughout Portland, I'm just filled with so much love and joy and appreciation for what it is. And like I said, what it can be. I think Portland it's amazing, and any place, any organization always can grow. And so I'm excited to see what Portland can grow into. And I hope it will continue to be inclusive and diverse and amazing.
Yeah. What are your hobbies that you love inside and outside of school?
Inside of school, I do, like I said, a lot of leadership. So I'm part of the freshman orientation team. I do Unite, which is a justice-centered workshop program, which is actually in, I think it's next, no, it's in 2 weeks. It's in 2 weeks, so that's exciting. I run a medical or health and science club. I'm a part of our student equity team. So I do a lot of leadership. I'm also part of the Model United Nations team. And so that is super fun. What else do I do? So that's kind of my school. And then outside of school, I am very much into fantasy books. And so I read anytime that I can. I'm currently working through the Brandon Sanderson Stormlight Archive, which, if anyone knows it, they're about 1,500 pages each. And there are a lot of them. So I'm set for life there. I also play Dungeons and Dragons, and I'm a competitive swimmer.
On that competitive swimming note, I see that you're currently in Utah. Could you tell us a bit about how you got there and what you're doing right now?
Yeah, so I'm at the Western Zones Championship meet in Utah. And to get here, I had to swim for my entire life, basically. And then I had to qualify for some times. And so the ranking, I suppose, for championship meets, forgive me if I'm wrong, but it goes state, and then I believe regionals, and then zones, and then sectionals, and then things I will never dream of because it's the nationals and junior nationals and Olympics and things. So zones is where I'm very happy to be. And I worked a lot to get here. I did a lot of training, 6 days a week, lots of hours in the pool, swimming back and forth and back and forth. But I'm here now, and it's super awesome. We just had our first race earlier today. So I swam the 500 freestyle. Did not get a best time, but I did do it. And there's some elevation here, so I'm blaming it on that.
Nice. Now, you said 500 freestyle. Is that one of your favorite events to compete in? Or do you have like a favorite, you know, swimming, like stroke? Or so, forgive me, I'm not a huge swimmer. But, you know, what about swimming do you really enjoy?
I first off, my team is amazing. I've grown up with them, and they're such a great community base to just have. All the swimmers I love so much, and I hope to keep in contact with them as we all go off to college. But my favorite stroke is breaststroke, though I'm very much an IMer. So my best event is the 400 IM, which if you ask any swimmer, they will grimace. I also sometimes grimace through it, but it is enjoyable because you do 100 of each stroke. Once you get halfway, though, I think it's fun. The first half is rough. So that's my best event, but I also very much like long distance freestyle as well.
Nice. Well, you'll be in a good shape if, you know, you ever go overboard on a cruise ship. Speaking yes, of maybe doing some traveling, but what are your plans for the future? What are you thinking?
Yeah, so my plan since I've been very young is to attend medical school and become a physician. And so on this next journey, I am attending a college on the East Coast, hopefully in the DC area. I'm not quite sure which one yet. And then studying human science or biochem, one of the two, depending on which school I go to, and then doing the pre-med track and then going into medical school after that.
And just thinking as a general doctor, or was there anything like you wanted to maybe specialize in?
Oh, it has ranged so much. When I was very young, my first big word I learned was pediatrician. And so I wanted to be a kid's doctor. Since then, I think it's shifted. I wanted to be an OBGYN or an ER doctor, emergency doctor. So I'm really not sure yet. I'm hoping medical school will help me iron that out, as well as job shadowing and volunteering.
Nice. Now let's move on to some fun questions. Do you use social media? If so, what's your favorite social media platform and why?
I do not really use social media. The one thing that I think counts is YouTube, and YouTube Shorts has caught me a little bit, which is basically just TikTok. It's just on YouTube instead. So that's kind of the social media that I use.
Yeah, no, I get it. I am knee deep in Instagram Reels. So they got me.
They're just so fun.
Exactly. You know, great way to spend some 10 minutes that I could totally not be doing other better things. Now, what's your favorite type of music? Do you have any favorite artists or songs?
Oh, again, that ranges. I've gotten into Florence and the Machine a while ago, and Aurora as well. Taylor Swift, of course, is always there. And Hozier, I think, are my top four artists.
Nice. We're big fans of Taylor Swift over here at KBPS. Now, everyone has their secret superpower, and we just want to know, what's yours?
Oh, that's a really good question. I would like to say time management. I think I'm pretty good at time management. I rely heavily on my Google Calendar, as I said, but I've always been able to juggle a lot in my life. I have to stay very organized, but I think that's one of them.
Nice. Thank you so much for taking time to be here today. I've been speaking with Rose Press Festival Princess Amelia Snyder from St. Mary's Academy. I'm Joe Anderson reporting for AM 1450 KBPS and KBPS.am.
Thank you.
This is the Student Hour. Student Voices for Portland, powered by AM 1450 KBPS. Now aired on Portland Radio Project 99.1 FM and PRP.FM, on KBOO 90.7 FM and KBOO.FM, and on X-Ray, KXRY 107.1 FM, 91.1 FM, and X-Ray.FM.
Hello, I'm James of the KBPS student staff, and my guest is newly selected Rose Festival Princess Julia Dixon of Franklin High School. First of all, congratulations on your selection, and welcome to KBPS.
Thank you. I'm happy to be here.
So, how does it feel to be a Rose Festival Princess?
It definitely feels like very mixed emotions. I was really nervous at first during the announcement, but then I was super excited to hear the news. And I never thought this would happen. So I'm really excited, and it's just a lot happening at once.
Well, how does it feel to represent your school?
It feels good. I'm really connected to Franklin. My sisters both went here, and I've been seeing the theater productions here for the past like 10 years. So I really like Franklin, and I really like a lot of the people here. So it feels great to represent us.
Can you tell me more about the theater productions?
Yeah. So our theater productions are incredible. Our theater teacher, Josh Forsyth, has been teaching here for over 10 years. And every fall we do a musical, and every spring we do a regular play, and anyone can audition for them. There are acting classes, but you don't have to be in an acting class to audition for a musical. This fall we did The Little Mermaid, and I was Ursula, and it was really fun.
Well, how did that feel?
It felt incredible. I didn't really know how to sing until recently. I was always an actor and not really a singer, so I didn't think I would ever get a lead in a musical. So it was an incredible experience.
Why'd you want to become a Rose Festival Princess?
I wanted to become a Rose Festival Princess for a few reasons. My fifth grade teacher was a Rose Festival Princess, and she's one of the coolest, most like interesting, inspirational people I've ever met. And also, I really like our city, and I just wanted to, I think the Rose Festival is a really cool company, and I wanted to help represent our city as a Rose Princess.
So it seems like your fifth grade teacher was a big inspiration for you. Can you tell us more about that?
Yeah. Her name's Kelly Connolly. She just made such a difference in my life. She used to teach our math assignments in songs, and it helped me so much with memorizing all the different equations. She was just the most kind, thoughtful, hardworking person. She always seemed so like organized and happy, and every day, no matter what was going on. And I just want to be more like her. And that's partly why I'm doing this.
So what was your community's reaction to your selection?
It was incredible. I had a bunch of my friends from theater in the front row. They were all holding hands from anticipation. And when I won, they were all so excited for me. And they know that I've been thinking about this for a while, so it's a big deal for me, and they're really happy for me.
Are there any other reasons why this is important to you?
Yeah, I think Portland has definitely had some struggles in recent years with a lot of different things like the pandemic, the housing crisis, inflation. So I really love our city, and I really want to help support our city through community service and also through just increasing pride for our city, because we do, so many of us really love Portland so much, and I think that will help us get through some of our issues.
What life experiences have helped you find the confidence to do this?
Theater has definitely been the main life experience that has given me this confidence. When I was considering doing this scholarship, a lot of people told me, like, are you sure? Wouldn't it be kind of embarrassing to have a video show in front of the whole school? And it is. It definitely takes some courage. But I'm used to that from getting on stage in front of the school for theater productions. So that was the main thing that prepared me.
Well, the Rose Festival theme this year is Dream Forward. Tell us, what is your dream for Portland?
Yeah, my dream for Portland is, I imagine that over time, the Rose Festival will be even more ingrained in the Portland community. It's already such a great celebration, but I think the Rose Festival could continue to help Portland kind of to help with some of our issues, to help support local businesses, to help just increase our pride and involvement in our city. So I think in the future, Portland could be even more happy and vibrant and flourishing than it already is.
Well, what would you say is your favorite local business?
Wow, that is a really hard choice. I'm going to have to go with Staccato Gelato. They're a local gelato shop near me, and they have rose flavored gelato, which I think would be an incredible addition to like rose parades or something too. That's just the most delicious gelato ever. I've had it for my past 3 birthday cakes. I've had gelato cakes made of rose gelato. Yeah.
Well, what are some hobbies that you love inside and outside of school?
Yeah, I love theater. I love doing the musicals outside of school. I really like to sing. I take voice lessons. I've been in outside of school choirs before. Yeah, I like doing community service activities and singing and doing theater.
What are your plans for the future?
For the next 4 years, I'm going to be in college. I'm going to be majoring in psychology. And eventually, I want to get a PhD and become a clinical psychologist. I have been in therapy for a while for anxiety, and it has been a huge help to me. And so I want to be able to help other people like that.
Well, are there any other career choices you thought of?
I've debated a lot of career choices. I've thought of being a business owner. I have an 8-page Google document of invention ideas. So I've thought of inventing something and trying to create a business out of that. I've also thought about going into the film industry because I love acting. So I would love to be a film actor or maybe a producer. Definitely there are lots of options open.
What would you say is your favorite of those inventions of your 8 pages of invention ideas? And and also, which one of those do you think would be the most likely to succeed?
Oh, that is a great question. Wow. I haven't even looked at that document in a really long time. One that I was really passionate about was this like edible, buildable cookie dough where it would not have any eggs and the flour would be pre-cooked so that there wouldn't be any microorganisms. So people could play with it like Play-Doh, but then eat it. And then it could also be cooked into fun shapes. And I would sell little like artist design tools to help them craft little buildings or structures out of the edible cookie dough Play-Doh thing. And I think that would also be the one that's most likely to succeed. I think people would be down for like an edible version of Play-Doh.
Well, now it's time for some fun questions. Do you use social media? And if so, what is your favorite social media site and why?
I do use social media. I'd say Instagram is my favorite site because I get to see what all my friends are up to. And yeah, it's the most like connected to my community because I've also used TikTok in the past, but most of my friends aren't really posting on TikTok, so I don't really see what they're up to through that.
Do you have any favorite music artists or songs?
Yes, I'm actually the co-captain of the Taylor Swift Club at my school. So I love Taylor Swift. I'm also in a really big Phoebe Bridgers phase right now. My video for this Rose Festival scholarship was put to the tune of Garden Song by Phoebe Bridgers because I love Phoebe Bridgers.
Everyone has a secret superpower. We want to know, what is your secret superpower?
Oh, that is a great question. I would say I'm very fast at memorizing things. It's probably partly from all my theater training. So I have a bunch of digits of pi memorized. I love to memorize and I'm pretty good at it.
Well, can you state the digits of pi up to what you remember?
I can. 3.1415926535857532. 8462643383.
Wow, that's pretty far.
Yeah, I used to have more memorized, but that's like my base memorization amount.
Well, thank you very much for taking the time to be here today. I've been speaking with Rose Festival Princess Julia Dixon from Franklin High School. I'm James, reporting for AM 1450 KBPS and KBPS.AM.
Thank you.
If you'd like to support the Student Hour, please consider donating to our program at kbps.am and donating to our sponsors, Portland Radio Project. Your support of PRP helps programs like the Student Hour stay on the air. For more info, go to prp.fm and click on the big red heart, KBOO Community Radio. Support KBOO online at kbu.fm and X-Ray. Support X-Ray online at x-ray.fm. Thank you for listening.
Hello, I'm Travis of the KBPS student staff, and my guest is newly selected the Rose Festival Princess Jada Jackson of the Central Catholic High School. First of all, congratulations on your selection, and welcome to KBPS.
Thank you.
So how does it feel to be a Rose Festival princess, by the way?
It feels really nice. It's very rewarding because a lot of people are very congratulatory to me, and it feels, I'm grateful to be a princess because I'm grateful to be able to give back to my community.
How does it feel to represent your school as well?
I like that a lot. It's one of the things that I like a lot about being a Central Catholic princess, because when I first joined Central as a freshman, it was very welcoming to me, and all the staff and faculty are very inclusive. And just being a student here, there's been so many opportunities for me, not only as a student, but also as an athlete. And it helped me to become into the woman I am today.
What made you become a Rose Festival princess?
One of the things that I really focus on is giving back to my community and making sure that the underprivileged or underdeserved are being taken care of. And so that's one of the things that I really focus on. And working with the Rose Festival Court and the other princesses, we do that when we travel. We go to retirement homes and we help elderly people. And I think that giving back to the people who gave to us is very important. And one of those things is working with older people and making sure that they're okay and they have what they need.
What was your community's reaction when you got selected as the Rose Festival Princess?
They were all really excited for me. They were really happy. And they were very, like I said, Central was really welcoming to me. So I have a lot of friends and people that I can look up to here. So like so many people were just so excited for me to become princess, and it made me feel really loved and supported because everybody was just so ecstatic about me becoming the 2024 princess.
So, you know how it's so big to be a Rose Festival princess. How important is it to you being like almost the face of the school?
It's really important. So my godmom actually has been talking to me about becoming a princess since I was born, basically. And so she's been talking to me all the time about it. And now that I finally became a princess and that I'm the face of this school, means a lot to me. And because not only do I represent the school, but I also represent Portland as one of the princesses. And it makes me happy because I get to represent these things in such a positive manner.
What life experiences that helped you find the confidence to do this?
One of the life experiences that has helped me a lot is having 3 knee surgeries. I know that it seems a little like crazy, like how could that help her? But honestly, it helped me a lot because it helped me grow more comfortable into who I am. because I've met a lot of people. I met a lot of doctors. I met a lot of therapists. I met a lot of people who are supporting me. And from these experiences, going through such a hard time, it helped me to be able to grow into who I am and mature more as a person. And then as I matured, I got more comfortable around people and I got more comfortable around speaking with people. And it helped me grow into the person I am today.
So the Rose Festival theme this year is Dream Forward. Tell us, what is your dream for Portland?
One of my dreams for Portland is, although I know it's a very big problem and it may be very hard to do, but one of my dreams is for the homeless population to grow, to become lesser in the amount, and for more people to come help. Because working with the Blanchet House, which is a place that helps homeless people, working with them, I learned a lot about homeless people and that they're not all bad people as the media may portray them. And I think that taking care of them and helping them with food, clothing, shelter is very important, and it can make a difference no matter how small your donation is.
I love that you want to help homeless people. I did my research too. It is very sad.
Yeah.
So what is your hobbies that you'd love that inside and outside of school?
Well, inside school, one of my favorite classes is anatomy. I love learning about the body and I love science. And outside of school, one of my favorite things to do is play basketball. I've played basketball ever since I was younger, and it's always been one of my favorite things to do. Obviously, I had 3 knee surgeries, so I couldn't do it all 4 years of high school. So, but other than that, like, it's always been my favorite thing to do. I'm going to college to play basketball, and I am just really excited about it. And basketball is what brought me into anatomy and wanting to learn more about the body because of my surgeries. So it's helped me in tremendous amount of ways, not just having fun, but also learning a lot of lessons about myself and other people.
What are your plans for your future? Like, what do you plan on doing as a job, or what do you plan on doing as just self-improvement?
Currently, I know this is like two different fields, but I'm considering either becoming a pediatrician or becoming a speech therapist, because I currently work with kids who need special needs, and I just love them and I love working with them, and I love being able to help them whenever they need it because they're just the same as me, and I would treat them the same as I'm treating you. So I love working with other people. And pediatrician, I love working with science. So I think that would be really fun for me.
Now, one of my fun questions is, what social media do you use? And what's your favorite social? What's your favorite media site and why?
I use TikTok, Instagram, and Snapchat. And one of my favorite ones is probably, I don't know, it's a hard one. I would say TikTok, because it's like funny. There's a lot of funny videos on there and all my friends are on there, and it's nice. It does get a little overwhelming sometimes, but I like it. It's a really fun app.
What is your favorite type of music actually, and why?
I think my favorite, well, I really like R&B and rap, but one of my favorite artists is her. I also like Jhené Aiko. And I listen to a lot of Future, and yeah.
Everybody has a superpower. We want to know, what is your superpower?
like, what is my superpower, as in like what would I want my superpower to be, or what is it like
right like now? What is it like right now?
I think my superpower would be resilience, because I've just been through a lot, and I've been able to learn from it and bounce back from it really quick, and it's helped me to become more stable into the person who I am today, and it's helped me to just loosen up a little bit and not take everything so seriously. Like, I can have fun sometimes and I can be myself around people, because at the end of the day, we tie our shoes the same way, we put our pants on the same way. So I think my superpower is resilience, because I've learned a lot and from the experiences I've been through.
And I have just one more fun little question that's actually not on this sheet of paper. What is your favorite color and why?
My favorite color is lavender, because I like the scent lavender, and also because it's like kind of like, I don't know, it's kind of like a warm color, but also a cool color. And I've always liked purple.
Thank you very much for taking the time to be here today. I'm speaking with the Rose Festival Princess, Jada Jackson, from Central Catholic High School. I am Travis, reporting for AM 1450, KBPS, and KBPS.AM.
Thank you.
You're listening to The Student Hour, student voices from Portland, for Portland, powered by AM 1450 KBPS. Please support our partners at PRP.FM, KBOO.FM, and X-Ray.FM.
Hello, everyone. I'm Zip, the Chief of Music of the KBPS student staff. And my guest is the newly selected Rose Festival Princess, Zora Forsberg of Cleveland High School. First of all, congratulations on your selection and welcome to KBPS.
Thank you so much. I'm excited to be here.
Now, how does it feel to be a Rose Festival Princess?
It is very exciting. It's such a big honor, and I'm really excited to like represent my school and represent Portland. I really love the city and I really love my school, and it's so like, it's incredible.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. How does it feel to specifically represent your school?
It's a lot of responsibility, but I feel like it's something where we have a really like unique culture at Cleveland, and I feel like it's so wonderful to be able to like share that with the whole school and like the whole city.
I hope you're getting a lot of support.
My teachers have been incredible. Oh my God. My French teacher, especially. I love her so much. She's so nice. And she's been super supportive.
Oh, you know French?
I do. I went to an immersion school for French from kindergarten to eighth grade. And it's one of the things that I'm like most proud about, because I think it's so cool that I can speak another language.
Yeah. It says here that you have a medal for it.
I do. At the end of eighth grade, they made us take two tests, and I have a medal of functional fluency in French, which is really cool.
Yeah, congratulations.
Thank you.
Yeah. So why did you want to become a Rose Festival Princess?
I think it's such a wonderful tradition, and it really addresses like a lot of things that I think we really need in our community, like specifically uplifting women and uplifting people in like the areas of finance, because I think financial education is really important, and especially with this year's sponsor and mentorship program, it's so like important to have, and I felt like it was a really good opportunity.
What was your community's reaction to your selection?
I tried not to tell anybody, because but everybody who found out, because they posted it in our school's newspaper, they were so supportive. They were like, I got a lot of people coming up to me and saying, oh, I'm totally voting for you. And I was like, oh my God, thank you so much. It was really nice.
Yeah. Why is being a Rose Festival princess important to you?
I think it really holds a lot of importance in Portland. And I think it's such like a time-honored tradition. I remember when I was a kid, I would go and I would see the princesses and I'd be like, they're so cool. I want to be one when I grow up. And it's such a fun experience, especially for like little kids.
What other life experiences have helped you find the confidence to do this?
Oh, well, I have gotten to go on my school stage for our Black History Month assemblies because I speak for those. And those really prepared me for being on stage. I was very nervous about it during the rehearsals that we did for Rose Festival. But knowing that like I had been on the stage before and like having the experience of speaking in front of an audience really helped me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it says that you're the co-chair of Cleveland's Black Student Union, right?
Yes, I am.
Yeah. The Rose Festival theme this year is Dream Forward. Tell us, what is your dream for Portland?
I hope Portland can continue to be so characteristic of all of us as like the people who live here. We have a lot of people who are coming in from other places, and I hope that Portland will like represent them as well. I think we have a lot of really good, we have a lot of really good things in Portland. Like we have our festivals, obviously, and then we have our biking, we have our beautiful like riverfront. We have so many cool things, and it's just incredible.
Mm-hmm. What are your hobbies that you love inside and outside of school?
Oh, I really like crocheting. One of my friends got me into crocheting because she would always crochet during class, and I was like, that is really cool. So I learned. And I've been able to make so many like fun things, especially like gifts for my friends. It's really incredible. I also really like reading and knitting also, which it's really interesting because I thought the skills from crocheting would transfer and they do not, but I really enjoy that. Like thinking about how the stitches work really like gets my brain moving. Yeah. Gets my brain working.
What was your most recent creation?
Well, I made a little a case for one of my friend's phone chargers because she let me borrow it, and it had like, it was ocean themed because she really likes the ocean, and I was really proud of it because I learned how to do a star granny square for that, and it turned out really nice, and I was really proud of it.
It also says that you recently made a mural, I think?
Yes, we are in the process of painting it right now. We designed it, I believe, in September, and we've been working on like beautifying the space, especially since there is a lot of graffiti that's not always, you know, appropriate for the neighborhood, in terms of like making everyone feel welcome. And so we're doing scenes of Portland, and it's been really fun. I really like it.
Yeah, nice. That sounds like a lot of fun. I can't wait to see it when it's finished.
Yeah.
What are your plans for the future?
I want to get my degree in clinical psychology because I think mental health is something that's so important, and psychology really interests me, and I think it would be a good way to be able to help my community and help people while also doing something that I love.
Mm-hmm. Now for some of the fun questions. Do you use any social media, and if so, what is your favorite social media site and why?
I do. I don't know if it counts as a social media site, but I love Pinterest, which it's not exactly social, but I really enjoy like getting new ideas. But other than Pinterest, I also really like Tumblr, which is not, I wouldn't say it's super popular, but it is like, it's fun. I think there's a really nice like community on there, and there's so much art, and there's so much like, there's so many memes that I get to send to my friends.
Mm-hmm. What's your favorite type of music, and do you have any favorite music artists or songs?
Ooh, I really like all genres. I really like R&B and Afrobeat specifically. I think it's a toss-up between a lot of different artists for my favorite. I really like the Crane Wives. I really like Erykah Badu. I really like I really, really like Beyonce. I think she makes a lot of really, like, she's so iconic. She makes a lot of music that's so, like, nostalgic, but also, like, a lot of really good music, like, currently. So, yeah, I really like R&B, and I really like a lot of artists.
Those are good choices. Everyone has a secret superpower. We want to know, what is your secret superpower?
My secret superpower is probably crocheting, or more like logistics. I like to think I'm very good at, like, reasoning. I really like doing logic puzzles. And I tend to, like, catch on to things pretty fast, which I think is, it's something I'm very proud of.
Yeah, I think that's it. Thank you very much for taking the time to be here today.
Thank you for having me.
I've been speaking with the Rose Festival Princess, Zora Forsberg, from Cleveland High School. I'm Zip, reporting from AM 1450, KBPS, and KBPS.AM.
I'm James, the KBPS student staff, and my guest is newly selected Rose Festival Princess Kobe Flowers of Jefferson High School. First of all, congratulations on your selection and welcome to KBPS.
Thank you.
Now, how does it feel to be a Rose Festival Princess?
It feels amazing. Just overall, getting supported by my school has been honorable. So excited.
And how does it feel to represent your school?
Feels amazing. I think I'm really excited for people to kind of see a part of my school through me. So just being a piece of Jeff has been amazing. I love it.
Why did you want to become a Rose Festival Princess?
I wanted to become a princess because I wanted to, well, ultimately show my nieces that their auntie is a princess. But overall, just to continue to inspire little girls that come after me and people at my school.
Well, what was your reaction to your selection?
I was shocked. I was so shocked. I was so excited. I didn't know what to do. All I could do was clap. I was so happy.
And how do you think your community felt about you being selected?
I think my community felt great. You know, I just overall felt very supported. Everybody was here and just congratulating me. So it was great.
And what part of the community do you fit in? Like, why'd you get so involved with the community?
Well, for me, I have been lucky enough to have been a part of some clubs. I am one of the cheerleading captains for our school's cheer. I'm a member of our Black Student Union. I'm also part of our biotech program that we have here at Jefferson. So I think just being able to network with a lot of different people at my school has been amazing. And yeah, that's kind of, I'm kind of everywhere at our school. So yes.
Well, why'd you decide to become a cheerleader?
I decided to become a cheerleader because my grandmother pushed me for it. It was kind of just something I tried for and I ended up loving. And the people here really supported me and pushed me to try out overall because I was very nervous, but ended up being my family. So yes.
And why is being a Rose Festival Princess important to you?
Being a Rose Festival Princess is important to me because it's the representation of young Black women, of overall just Portland in general. So I'm just very thankful to be like given this opportunity to show my face and be that role model for so many young girls.
And what life experiences have helped you find the confidence to do this?
When I was younger, I was in an acting company. So I think that really helped me. And then again, my community has always pushed me to like talk at things and just overall just network with people. So that really pushed me to like be comfortable in my own skin. So, yes.
The Rose Festival theme this year is Dream Forward. Tell us, what is your dream for Portland?
My dream for Portland is to keep moving forward. I'm really excited to see within the next 5 years what we do here and just all the stuff that the new youth brings to the table and just continuing to push our youth forward and giving us opportunities to be great. Yes.
Now it's time for some funner questions. What are your hobbies that you love inside and outside of school?
I love to dance. I love to bake and I love to read. Those are some of my hobbies.
What would you say your favorite book that you've read is?
My favorite book would have to be The Hate U Give. I love that book so much by Angie Thomas. She's my favorite author. But yeah, so far that's my favorite book I've read.
Oh, and what's your favorite thing to bake?
My favorite thing to bake is lemon pound cake. I love lemon pound cakes. I love pound cakes in general, but yes.
What are your plans for the future?
I plan to graduate from Jefferson, then head over to Howard University and major in biology and go the medical route. So become a doctor.
Is there any specific reason you've picked Howard University?
Overall, I love the culture there. I love the people, and I really wanted to go to HBCU. They have the best like medical program. So yes.
Do you use social media? And if so, what is your favorite social media site and why?
Yes. So I am not really big on social media, but the one social media platform I use is TikTok. That is my favorite one because I love to dance on there. And it's so fun. There's so much on there. Yes.
What's your favorite type of music? Do you have any favorite music artists or songs?
My favorite type of music is like R&B, old and new. I don't really have favorite artists because I'm really big on music. I love music in general. I love Destin Conrad. He's kind of new. Kehlani and Mariah the Scientist are my like favorite ones so far right now.
Well, everyone has a secret superpower. We want to know, what is your secret superpower?
That's so hard. I think my secret superpower is just overall being kind and patient. But I think kindness is my superpower. I love people.
Thank you so much for taking the time to be here today.
No, thank you. I really appreciate you.
Well, and I've been here speaking today with Rose Festival Princess Kobe Flowers from Jefferson High School. I'm James, reporting for AM 1450 KBPS and KBPS.AM.
You've been listening to the Student Hour, student radio for the city of Portland. The Student Hour is produced by AM 1450 KBPS broadcasting students at Benson High School. On air since 1923, KBPS is the voice of the Portland Public Schools. Thanks to our supporters, Portland Radio Project 99.1 FM KPRP LP Portland, your nonprofit community radio station online at prp.fm, and KBOO Community Radio 90.7 FM and KBOO.fm, and X-Ray KXRY 107.1 FM and 91.1 FM online at xray.fm. And thanks to our listeners, like you, this concludes our show for today. Thanks for joining us. Full episodes of the Student Hour are available on our website, kbps.am. That's kbps.am.